On the Republican part ballot, you think there are only three names.
I think there were only three names, I recall.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't at earth-shaking decisions.
Well, do you? I think this decision we just had with the special town meeting was an earth-shaking decision for Westport. Do you or don't you?
Honestly?
On the lagoon. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
You don't? You don't think it really would have done any damage to the river?
I don't.
You don't. Why?
Well, because the state said it wouldn't. I think the people that were against it had blown up the amounts that were going to be dumped there. But I know nothing about it. My basis for saying that is, first, that the state okayed it, and secondly, that I called up a friend of mine who's in SMU, and Sandy Moss, the day before, and I said, "Will it hurt the river?" He said, "I don't want to be involved in this," but he said, "No, it won't."
Mm-hmm.
Well, since then, I've heard that he said it would, so, and I don't believe he said both things. What I'm saying is that there was a terrific amount of distortion
mm-hmm.
on this issue,
I guess
as
there
far
was.
As I'm concerned.
I heard.
And I think there was, I think there was more distortion on the part of the people that were trying to block it than the people who were for it.
Yes, there must have been, because it didn't pass by a great majority.
And
but I heard something about the fact that the selectmen, the finance committee, these people were really glad that it hadn't passed, because on the day of the event they had gotten word from Boston that the decision of the state had been reversed, and that they had found out that it was going to pollute the river, and they had sent a message down
on
that very day.
I don't know.
And so I heard that, and that's why they seem to be relieved in a way that because there would have been expensive to monitor it.
The problem here is what's the alternative? I mean, for some people, this is a real problem.
Yes.
For somebody else, it's no problem at all.
No.
And there are people that have to have the night soil lugged away and lugged away frequently. And if the only place that takes it is Brockton, and it is $150 a load, why then...
They can't afford it.
They can't afford it. But Fall River apparently has been taking it on a on a sort of an under-the-table basis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we look the other way while you dump. So they tell me. I don't quite understand how this can be.
I don't either.
And so very few loads went to Brockton. And I also have word of mouth from somebody who I told this to about who I was talking to when we discussed this $150 a load in Brockton. He said, "Well, that may be if you use the local haulers." But he said, "When I wanted mine pumped, I called a hauler in Brockton and he charged me $30. So it's
mm-hmm.
the same charge that our men are making to go to Fall River." So I don't know. I don't know what the answer
is. I don't think any of us do. Do
and,
you?
And I just feel that the whole thing was very much distorted. And I don't feel badly that it didn't pass. I wouldn't have felt a great victory had been gained had it been passed. But I don't think it was anything like the danger to this town that it was supposed to be. I just don't feel it was.
All right. Now, what about we have some new commissions. We have the Land Trust, for instance, which is trying to save open space so that we won't become so crowded, so that we'll have the nice fresh air we have and not have so many streets and schools and children everywhere to pay taxes for for the schools. But and we have the Conservation Commission, and I don't know exactly what they're doing, really. But what do you think of all the new attacks on trying to make Westport...
I'm very much against the land trust.
You are? Tell me why.
Well, they come and they ask you, now they're all different kinds of arrangements.
Yeah.
But they ask you, basically, I mean, the most hopeful approach is to donate some land to them, which will be, in effect, kept as cleared land or non-developed land
forever.
They are not in any way connected with the town. Mm-hmm. They are strictly a group of, there wasn't a townsperson on it, mm-hmm.
An old resident. They're all
it's
new
people. It's strictly
people.
A group of people who come to Westport because it's a nice place. They want to keep it that way. As though the people that lived here had never thought of such a thing, and they never seem to take into account that a great deal has been done to keep this a nice place by the old people down through the years. Mm-hmm. And they seem to want to take all the credit, it seems to me, away from them and say, now we'll make it a nice place. Well, what happened to the place they came from? Was it their own actions that made that a more undesirable place? But coming back, as I say, they don't go through channels, they set up their own, true, it's legal, but by the same token, they grab onto something that is not, or had not been a part of the town. Mm-hmm. Now, why am I opposed to it? I'm opposed to it because that land ceases to be taxed, mm-hmm. for one thing.
And that makes it harder for the people who do
own
land.
So those who pay taxes are going to pay more. Mm-hmm. So any tax that I pay, I have something to say about. Mm-hmm. It is all our expenses go through town meeting. Mm-hmm. We vote on them. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the trust, I have nothing to say. Mm-hmm. They can take as much land as they can get. Mm-hmm. And every time they take a piece of land and take it out of the tax structure, more tax, now granted, it's only bills, it's peanuts, but I'm talking theory. More tax goes to me to make up for what they took out. And this is taxation without representation, which is exactly what we went to war about in the first place.
Yes. Because exactly, that's why we had the American Revolution.
I have no control over these people. Mm-hmm. I have control over my assessors. I don't think very much, but I at least say yes or no to the expenditures that are laid out at town meeting. Mm-hmm. But
how
these
could a
people,
person have any effect on what his property was or her property was assessed at? Is there any way by which you...
Oh, you can go up and ask for abatements, mm-hmm. Ask to be re-examined at any time. Oh no, there's always a certain amount of money put aside to rearrange taxes for people who are unhappy with them. That doesn't mean you'll always get it if you want it. But how does this land trust work? Now, I don't think it even works for the town's benefit in many instances. The biggest single amount of tax of land that they took was given them by a Jewish developer up in North Westport.
That's because they found out that it was all wetland and they couldn't.
He couldn't develop it.
Uh-huh.
So now he's stuck with it, but he also was paying a tax on it. Mm-hmm. When he gives it to them, mm-hmm. the tax is gone. Mm-hmm. We don't get the tax anymore. He gets a nice write-off mm-hmm. as a gift, and he's all ready to go back into business again. They've helped him get ready to do some more development.
In other words, did they pay him for that?
No, he gives it to him. He doesn't
have to pay taxes.
He doesn't have to pay taxes, mm-hmm. and he takes a deduction on his income tax.
I see.
For having made a gift to them, which in effect is a sale.
Mm-hmm. I see. So that we did that. You see, when 88 went through our property and there were 6 or 7 or 8 acres across the road, that were had no connection at all to our property, they came to us and we gave them those acres, which you couldn't be gotten at because there's no access to 88. And we thought, well, that it's awfully pretty to drive down 88 and not see anything build up.
Right.
And so we were the first people to give land.
Well, I think where it may hurt, now I don't know how many people are eventually going to take advantage of this, but I happen to live in a house nowhere near as far back as you are from the road, but it's back. Mm-hmm. And I have a big cleared front field in front of me of maybe 5 to 6 acres.
Well, you now, see, this is all cleared when Mike was alive.
But this is my view. Now, when we get 100% taxation, I'm not sure that my view isn't going to begin to cost me quite a lot of money, because these are all what could be fairly attractive
houses.
Mm-hmm. And any house lot down at in the harbor area has a pretty fancy price tag
on it. Yes.
So if I'm valued at 100%, I now have the option of paying the tax or of selling it, which I don't want to do, because then I stand to lose my view.
You lose your view. We've already lost our view because of what's going on.
Right.
We used to see the river.
Right. Or giving it to them. Mm-hmm. Now, if I give it to them, I preserve my view. I've lost my land, but I preserve my view. But I've added to the value of my house, because I can say to a prospective buyer, in the foreseeable future, nothing is going to block your view as far as that lot's concerned. So I think when the United States caves, if it ever does, it won't cave with a million radicals getting guns and attacking Washington. I think it caves bit by bit by these little specialty groups, if you want to call them that, or power groups, or what special interest groups, nibbling at the structure. I don't think this is a fair shake. Now, I don't think it, as it currently stands, it doesn't amount to much. I can't say that it affects my tax rate more than a peanuts worth.
No.
But basically, to me, it is theoretically wrong.
Well, in other words, this Greenbelt idea.
It is taxation without representation.
I see. Well, I agree completely with you in that. Now, this Greenbelt idea may not be need to be given, because since nobody can enter use the land anyway, because you can't get off 88 into it.
Right.
There's no access.
Right.
You don't have to make it into a green belt. It's already one.
Right. Plus, unless, and I don't know where their money is coming from. I mean, real money. Because as you know yourself, you would like to, I assume, you probably would still like to see the river.
Yes.
But
well, the trees
part of what,
grew up.
Yeah, but part of what hurts you from seeing the river is the trees got to be taken down now, and this doesn't come for naught. I mean, the kind of wood that you have to offer between you and the river isn't going to pay for itself.
No.
Pay for the its removal.
No.
So you are basically worse off as far as the attractiveness of your place to you and probably to the next owner than you were when you got it. Now, I'm not talking about what you've done to the house. I'm talking simply about the outside.
The outside. Well, it was 88 that made it worse, really.
Yeah. But still, if it was clear, 88 or no, they didn't raise it so much you couldn't see the river. You simply...
Well, no. But the other thing, we had to let the trees grow up because the noise of 88 was disturbing. I had to plant these... I mean, if you go to the east of the house here, I planted little cedars. Now they're great big cedars in masses to hide the noise.
But Westport was not a wooded area. Westport was an open, you can tell that from the walls through the woods. It was open land with with the pasturage running down to the various waterways. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the ocean, to the rivers, to the lakes or the streams or whatever it may be. And you're losing them. You've practically lost all this. I mean, the same person that had a good view a few years ago has got no view at all. Mm-hmm. And I happen to like a view. Now, some people say you see it once, and so what do you want to see it again for? Well, I don't feel that way.
What about the Conservation Committee, then? A commission. They're a
different thing. I'm 100% for them. I mean, they're endeavoring to protect your beaches, to see that there aren't violations in the way people handle their sewage and things of that sort. No, I consider them 100% necessary.
They're like the zoning, which made it necessary for
and
you to...
I have something to say about them. This is my point. They're in my town structure.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through the Conservation Commission, whether you like what you receive as their edict on the thing or not, it is still...
You can vote them out next
channels.
Time.
Right. It is in channels. And that is what I dislike about the other. I say that these little bits of special prerogatives by groups who in some instances really haven't been in Westport long enough to quite grasp Westport, do more harm to our structure than in a tiny way. But there's nothing to offset it. This
no.
is what bothers me.
Well, I'm glad to get your opinion because I just have never heard anyone discuss the fact that really it is this lack of representation, which is what we fought the revolution for.
Right.
Was to that's why we are a country,
that's
and
right.
not part of Great Britain, not part of the British Empire.
Yeah.
We wanted to make our own decisions, and right here in Westport, we'd like to make our own decisions.
Right.
Now, if you, I asked you this before in a different way, what would you like to have changed? You'd like to get rid of the land trust, but
well,
anything
I don't
else?
Think they do us that much harm. I simply am opposed. You asked me if I like them. I said, no, I don't.
All right. What would you like to have here if there were any changes to be made? You see, in the next 100 years,
I don't understand your question.
Well,
I mean, would I like a land trust? No, I wouldn't like a land trust.
No, I don't mean a land trust. All right.
Would I like a conservation committee? I definitely would.
Do you think, what about the zoning? Would you like to have us here? So many, our population has increased to such an extent that up at, especially in the north end of Westport, where people, so many people have come from Fall River, that we have this dreadful sewage problem. What else do you think?
Well, I don't think you can, that is being taken care of. The problem is not what's done now, but what was done before people really understood sewage. I mean, it wasn't that at the time the little lots were determined as adequate to be built upon. It wasn't that people were trying to let slipshod measures go through. It was simply that they didn't understand. I mean, it was only since you bought this place that you've exchanged the privy for the bathroom. The amount of sewage that ran off from this place in the old days was nil. I mean, I don't think a shower bath was taken here or any kind
Ever.
Of a bath was taken here very often. I don't think people grasped for a while the fact that you couldn't build your houses that close together in the country. I mean, you'd learned it in the city, but I don't think they really learned it out in the country.
Do you think we've made it so that now it's 200 by 200, isn't it? Isn't that what you must have?
150 by 200.
150.
No, 150 by, what is it, two or four? By four, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's 6,000, I think, 60,000 square feet.
60,000 square feet.
Yes, I think that's adequate. Mm-hmm. It's adequate. If it isn't adequate, you don't build, because you have to have your perk test and you have to have your well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are things, you try to build a house today, it's unbelievable the amount of time it takes you to conform to these laws.
I know. Well,
first, you
I
have
know
to have
is.
Your perk test, then you, and have it determined that the land on your lot will take care of the amount of sewage that a house will produce, and then you have to put your well where, in the opinion of an engineer, it won't in any way be contaminated by the leaching field, and all these things have to be checked. So I don't see the danger from here on.
Mm-hmm. I've seen how we're doing on the tape. Well, I was talking with someone last night who said, if you're in the inn, that is, if you're part of some group or whoever they are, I don't know who they are, you have no trouble passing the perk test, even if you, and that the person who said this was a plumber who knew from personal experience, who had done most, and you probably know who I'm speaking of.
I don't know who you were speaking of, but I'll say that he's wrong. I don't know what the in group is. I know what the in group is supposed to be. And, I mean, who they are supposed to be.
I don't even know that. I'm absolutely ignorant,
you
know.
Or who they are, let's say, said to be. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that I'm friendly, if you want to call it, with the in group, if there is such a thing. Now, we put three lots for sale last year. I had 27, I think it was, perk tests done on one lot before it passed. And two more perk tests and we'd have been out of business. It would have been sheep pasture. Mm-hmm. Now, as I say, well, at the time we started...
Well, if anybody would have had pull, you would have, in other words.
Well, I rent my house to the, my land to the one selectman. I think we're friendly. I have known and done business with one of the other selectmen, who was then a selectman, for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'd known the people on the Board of Health for years and years, and I just don't think that I could have finagled a perk test.
Well, if anybody could have, you would have. You
and
could
I'll
have.
Tell you another thing. I wouldn't like, knowing the people, to go up and endeavor to finagle them. I think I know what I'd be told. Now that's
well, that's wonderful.
That's the way I feel about the people in Westport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we're an extremely honest town. I've never had any indication of more than of anything crooked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now how
what if Westport? Let's change you. We've talked about that. What if? If there, now we have Dorothy Gifford has worked very hard, and many others, for the art group, you know, and the art
yeah.
show we've had. There are many young people who are quite talented artistically who have come here to live. When they want to sell or show their work, do you think there's anything that the town should do to help these young people become available to live here, because they can sell their weaving, they can sell their painting, they can sell their pottery.
Well,
instead of having to go to Taunton or Brockton or...
I don't think I follow your question, but as I understand it, I think you're saying, should they in some way be subsidized so that they can live cheaper till they get established?
No, I didn't mean that. I meant, could... They are quite naive about where to live and so on. And some ideas that I've heard about was perhaps something which is treasured here in Westport is the poor farm. Could something of that nature become a kind of a museum? We let our boat go to Mystic, and Mystic has made millions of dollars because of the whaling boat.
Oh, that wasn't Westport, that was Dartmouth.
Was it Dartmouth?
Oh, yes, well, Colonel Breeze.
Yes, I see. Well, anyhow, if it had been Westport and we had let it go, we let the most beautiful old house, the Waite Potter house, fall down because we weren't concerned.
Well,
I just wondered if we were making...
Well, I think people were concerned. I don't think the Potters wanted a part of the action. I don't think they wanted to get involved with the preservation of that house. As I recall, now this...
You're talking back
some years, and as I recall it, the Potter family gave no encouragement to restoring this house. Now, as I say, I'm not very clear on this.
But do you think we should?
But as I remember, they were willing for people to come in and restore the house, but they weren't going to give up anything in return for it. In other words, the house would not necessarily be where the public could go in and it's off the road,
mm-hmm.
could go in and look at it, and they weren't in any way about to hand it over, as I understand it, as a museum or anything
of that sort. Or as a treasure, for instance.
Right.
It was one of the most interesting
right.
houses.
That's right.
As interesting as anything in Newport or... Providence or anything. Now, this is the kind of thing I'm asking about Westport. Should we take more interest in whatever we do have still left that is, in, let's say, 100 years from now, going to be fallen down because we didn't take an interest in it, and should we be thinking in those terms?
Well,
I was thinking now of this day of rest home and the poor farm. That could be a beautiful building for the use. I think of Steve Delano as a place where maybe all the old farm tools and things that we have, if the people could be preserved if there were caretakers there.
Yeah, but who's going to pay for this? I mean, you don't... these things all...
Well, shouldn't the town pay for it? I'm asking, honestly, just asking,
no.
Should the town pay for it?
No.
The town should not pay. Other places pay, other towns pay, let's say, for the Metropolitan Museum or the Brooklyn Museum.
But I think a tremendous amount of that comes from, I think those things basically, don't they come out of
grants,
gifts
from
people. And out of trust and stuff like that. But now when you get up, I've forgotten...
Well, could we have
how many land takings were in Westport last year? Now, that doesn't mean that the land was actually taken, but there were literally dozens of people who were so remiss or unable to pay their taxes that procedures were started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you ask these people to
pay more taxes for
to
this.
Pay another tax for the to establish an art craft community when they're finding hard work to pay the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. I think I saw.
I agree with you.
I think I saw.
I wondered
that,
if there were enough
that,
rich people here to give.
Well, that's an entirely different thing. You said, should the town pay for it?
Well, and now you've answered me they shouldn't.
as a town, not a town, in my book.
But are there enough...
get your land trust to get interested in raising money for that, then I'm 100% for that.
This is the kind of thing I think we do need, is some trust, some group to help
take care of
what we have.
Yeah, but that becomes a private thing in a, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a private thing.
And
but it's doing good for the town, just as...
That is right, and I think the town might very well, as the thing became established and so forth, I think the town might very well grant... you certain favors that saved you money or helped you in some way to because it was a service to the community that you had started. But I don't think that would be resented. But I think if you simply came into town meeting and said we want X dollars to do this, I think the answer is no, and I think it should be no.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. But I do think that public, somehow or other, we could, through whatever resources we have, newspapers and all, find ways by which people would develop imagination about using what we have that's good for good projects, without going...
Well, I certainly am not in opposition to that at all, but I don't, as I say, as long as it's not asked, as long as the town isn't asked...
Now, you're doing a good thing for the town this morning. I'm doing a good thing for the town this morning. I bought this tape recorder. I never learned how to have a tape recorder. And it's a Sony, and it was a very expensive tape recorder, and I'm taping about 100 people. And I hope that by the time the tricentennial comes, and these are all transcribed, and every night I sit and transcribe, and tonight I'll probably transcribe your tape, and they'll go to the library. We'll have something of Westport today, and of a boardy trip today up there in the library that is meaningful to us. That's my hope. If otherwise, I wouldn't go to all this trouble. And you wouldn't either.
No, that's right. I really, of course, didn't grow up in the town. I live in the most inaccessible part of the town, in a way. I mean, it's almost cut off from the rest. And we were really geographically nearer Little Compton. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went to church there. We had a bowling team that bowled there. And I really and truly saw more, and almost, for some reason, almost all the men that worked for me for the first 15 or so years that I was here were Little Compton boys, mm-hmm. rather than the Westport boys. So I really knew, in ways, more about Little Compton than I what was going on there than I did about Westport.
Well, now your wife has done so much for the library here.
Yeah,
she's interested in
right.
that, you see, and that's not, she gains nothing from it.
Oh, no, she worked on that from
I'm going to tape
1940, at least that on. She took book reviews and decided how they'd spend. I think they had about $4 a year to spend for books, but she'd read those every Sunday night, I remember. And it was so bad that they used to practically have to ask the dogs not to kill chickens, because that was the only money they had, what was left over. And I think the wages up there were 50 cents an hour to the person that was in there.
Was this up at the town hall, when it was up at the town hall, or when it was down here at the Point, that little library?
That was when it was at, I think it was at the town hall by the time she started.
Mm-hmm.
But it
Catherine Hall really started the library down here shop down here.
I think so.
She and got a group of women together, and
but
they
it it took a lot of doing before it finally got off the ground. Once it did, it moved fast for some reason. I mean, once interest started, it...
Well, certainly a town needs a library. The library is the most wonderful thing, one of the most wonderful things we have. Well...
But I'm not afraid of Westport. You're always going to have a press toward the water. You do it. It's not Westport. It's all over. But as far as Westport being overdeveloped, Westport's got more vacant land in it than almost any of these towns.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it's going to stay there just by, just because it won't pass the test today of
the PERC test. Actually, when you look at the map of Westport, the little rivers and streams and so on run everywhere.
Yeah, it's hard to know what will and what won't, but I think, of course, it's inevitable that people come to a place that's as attractive as this. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can really devise many legal ways of keeping them out.
No. Except the zoning and the PERC test.
Well, I think, yes, you...
We've already done those things.
We do those things.
Dick Paul had a dreadful fight, though, at the beginning, didn't he? He had a really struggle to get people together to help establish the zoning back in the 50s.
No, I don't remember that he did. I was the first chairman of the zoning committee, if I remember rightly.
You were?
I know I was on the mayor. There was some zoning down around Horseneck. They had some problem prior to the 38 hurricane. And there was some zoning there, and I think that was the only zoning in town. And of course, that had all blown out the window with the hurricane.
Yes.
And then I couldn't tell you when it was. They started another zoning committee, and Milt Earle was on it, and